Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I've been around 26 years, and I'm sort of an independent kind of a guy. I'm a pastor, but I'm a non-denominational pastor. That means I don't belong to any particular church. You see, I like people to be free. I would like to be free. And I want to help you to be free. Because everywhere you go, you find yourself getting enmeshed, entangled, bogged down, tied down. No sooner do you sign on the dotted line somewhere than all this, then afterwards you say, oh my God, what have I done, right? You buy a new car and then it turns out to always cost a lot more than you thought it would, and then you have to get insurance and everything, and then all of a sudden you realize it's not that great. I paid too much money for it. See, well, that's the way life tends to be. But I would like for us to find a life where you become progressively freer. Progressively freer. Okay? Free to do good. Not free to do bad things, but free to do good. See, that's the problem. We have here, especially in America, there's sort of a laissez-faire permissiveness, okay, that gives people license to do wrong. But then they throw the book at you. Have you ever noticed? If you do wrong, then they throw the book at you. But everywhere you look, people are doing wrong, doing foolish things, silly things, meaningless things, wasteful things, dangerous things, risky things. But why couldn't we be able to let all of that go and then be free to do good? Well, let's begin by taking a call. This has to do with God's will, finding God's will. It's very important. A lot of people have that question. Let's listen to the call.
Hi, my name is Caleb. I'm calling in from Houston, Texas. I've kind of had a bit of a question for you. I'm sort of having difficulty sticking with the plan that God wants me to live. I'm constantly falling back in and out again on God's plan and continuously falling back into the old habits, and I'm just having a lot of difficulty staying with where I need to be. And I just want to know if you had any info or any insight that could kind of help me push myself back into the right path and stay there.
Thank you, Caleb. That's a very good question. It's one that a lot of people have. And most people kind of struggle with this question. You see, we sort of know what God, yes, we do. We sort of know what God wants from us, don't we? We know that he wants us to live properly and not resent other people and not do naughty things and do good. We know that. And we also know that he would like us to acknowledge him and marvel at his great creation and at his creativity and at his love. Okay, we know that. And then, of course, there's even more. But what happens to us is that here's where most people go wrong. They end up struggling with their failings. You see, what you need is you need a new nature. But for that to happen, the process has to be implemented, a real process, not just a pretend one, but a real one. Because we're born with a fallen nature. We're born with an egotistical nature we inherited from through our parents all the way back to great-great-great-great-grandma and grandpa, Adam and Eve. A little bit prideful. We don't like to admit we're wrong. Okay, and we gravitate toward the wrong rather than the right. Just look at people. They naturally go toward the wrong. If somebody's real naughty and somebody's really, really a nice person, a straight-laced person, well, people like the naughty one more. The naughty person is more exciting. And even little kids, if there's a carrot sticks and celery sticks on one plate and there's a bunch of gooey chocolatey candy on the other, which one are they going to go for? They go for the gooey chocolatey candy, okay? That's the nature of the ego. So you can't struggle with that. But what you can do is learn to observe it, to stand back and watch it, okay? Without struggling with it on the one hand, without giving into it on the other hand, learning to observe it. I'll talk more about this after this important announcement. Please listen.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And my question is this. No, I have a comment. I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there is a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers. So, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sharon. It took a long time for me to see some things for myself. The most important thing is for you to see for yourself what is true. So I'm not going to try to persuade you one way or the other. Just have it as a question to wonder about. Don't try to make yourself believe or try to make a decision about it. Just say, well, you know, it would be nice to know for sure about some of these things, like the Bible or about God and so on, but I'm not sure, and so I'm just going to wait until I know for sure myself. And then, all of a sudden one day, you'll just see for yourself within what is true. Then it'll be yours, okay, not somebody else's. And you'll know for sure, and you won't even know how you know. You'll just know, wordlessly, within. You'll just see for yourself. If you'd like to hear more Shedding Shackles Radio, or answers to questions like this, then visit SheddingShackles.com. That's www.SheddingShackles.com. Yes, Sharon, you just keep questioning. You just keep questioning. You have very good company. People like Albert Einstein, he always questioned. He always questioned things, and then he discovered answers. Christ said that we're to seek, okay? So you just have to question and wonder. See, God's authority is within. See, God is the authority. The Holy Spirit is the authority. God's light is the authority, and it's within, okay? So when I read something, see, I don't believe what I read just because I read it, even if it's in some kind of a nice book or a holy book or a wonderful book. I check for the internal, for the wordless testimony, okay, to see what it says. And if within I see that what I'm reading is true, then I know it's true, not because I'm reading it, but because I can see that it's true in God's inner light. You see? See the difference? So you have to always trust your intuition, first, last, and always. Now, let's get back to Caleb's question about wanting to live God's will, but then falling off the wagon, right? Or backsliding, or he didn't use those terms, but a lot of people do. In other words, just not quite doing what he knows somehow that he ought to be doing. Well, let's look at that. Okay, first of all, you have inherited a fallen nature, which I said before. Okay, so you have this fallen nature, a little bit egotistical, inclined toward the naughty. They call that concupiscence. Okay, that's a good term, concupiscence. And so you have that, tends to be emotional, tends to be easily deceived. Okay, look around, you see people being fooled all the time. That's the nature that you inherit. You can't help that. That's what you're born with, okay? So all you can do is you know, live as best you can. As little kids, you know, you run and jump and play and discover many wonderful things and learn a lot of things in God's great earth. And then you gradually grow to full stature, and then you become a big ego. You grow from being a little ego to being a big ego. Okay, so when you're a big ego, okay, then there you are, kind of prideful. Don't want to admit you're wrong sometimes. A little bit inclined toward the naughty, or very much inclined toward the naughty. And so what a lot of people end up doing is they end up struggling with their fallen nature. And the more you struggle with it, you actually give it power, it becomes stronger. So then they struggle and struggle and struggle, and then they can't stand the struggle anymore. They get all frustrated. It gives power to the whatever it is that they're doing wrong, and then they say, what's the use? And then they just give in to it and indulge themselves. And then after that, they feel terrible. Then they make up their mind they're going to struggle again. And then they walk around, you know, with policing themselves and with, rigid and trying to keep from doing anything wrong. And then the struggle eventually becomes unbearable and they give in. See, so people go from the church to the bottle and then back to the church again and back to the bottle again, you see. Well, that's no way to live, okay? So here's the secret. Struggling, that doesn't work. On the other hand, giving in to our lower nature, our fallen nature, see, which came by way of a fall. See, you fell from something. This lower nature is evidence of a fall. See? Well, so the answer then is to get back to where Adam was before he fell. Okay? But in order to do that, well, now that's the big thing. And of course, Christ made it possible. And it's called salvation. It begins with repentance. But you have to know what those terms mean. So here's what I say. I have a little meditation that's very helpful because it shows you how to learn how to stand back and observe without struggling on the one hand and without giving in on the other. To stand back and observe in God's light. And then God's light works on the problem. See, you still may have the problem, but now it's God's responsibility to save you. See, that we're always trying to save ourselves. So don't try to save yourself. Call upon God. Okay? Maybe get the meditation. Give it a try. And that could be the answer right there. To a wonderful start to a new life. Got stress? Try my new free meditation. You can find it at sheddingshackles.com. And while you're there, check out my YouTube lectures. I have over 500 YouTube lectures on all kinds of life and relationship issues. And some books you can preview free at Amazon. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good, if you could just learn to call upon the Lord and stop trying to save yourself. Okay? Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I've been on the radio for over 26 years. I've written 18 books. I've helped some people over the years, and I'm doing this as a volunteer, okay? I don't make money at it. I spend money. I spend my own money to buy the airtime. I get help, but not very much. Very little help from people. Very little. But for some people, this program is a godsend, because what I'm saying is what you kind of already know in your heart anyway. See, you kind of recognize the truth, don't you? When I speak the truth, it's like a breath of fresh air. Well, how do you know it's the truth? How do you know? It's because of the internal testimony. Somehow inside, something quietly, wordlessly, see, without words, something is saying yes, okay? And you see it. So if you see it, that means that the truth, the light is in you. The truth is in you. But you just have to learn to find the inner light and be with it always and trust it. and lean upon it and call upon it and wait upon it. It's from God. The inner light is from God, okay? So, yeah, don't stop trying to save yourself. Some of you are so struggling so hard, but you can't save yourself. Christ said you can't turn one white hair black or one black hair white. Of course, nowadays we have technology. See, that's knowledge. Yeah, you can sort of do that, but you can't really change it, okay? You can't really change it, but God can change it. See, God can do a lot of things. God can, you remember, you know, the old expression, you can't unscramble an egg? Well, God can unscramble an egg. So a lot of people have made a big mess out of their life. They're ready to throw in the towel and say, well, I'm just no good. Well, no, you're born with a fallen nature and you've struggled and you've added some of your own mistakes. Now what you have to just see is that you stop struggling with your issues and learn to meditate properly. I have a free meditation. And observe your symptoms instead of struggling with them and call upon the Lord. Now, let's take another call. This also has to do with finding God and knowing God's will and communicating with God. Let's listen to the call.
Hi, my name is Jenna. This is, I go by Shawnee. I am calling in to ask a question, and my question is, my real question is, why can't I hear his word? Sometimes I can't hear his word, and I am explaining to him and explaining and trying to tell him my particular thing, but I am thinking, like, why does he not understand that particular emotion, being the powerful God that he is, and yet humans, as humans are, they understand their emotion, that emotion, but he doesn't understand that emotion. So I think that the first question was a little bit, I'll scratch that off, and really my mind, my cognitive mind and my brain having suffering from addiction and stuff like that kind of just swirled around and led to the ultimate question that I wanted to ask, which was, I wanted to reiterate and say, why is it that God understands these emotions and humans understand those emotions, and he wants us to reach out to, and yeah, I'm just feeling a little bit of anxiety, and I think I said enough. So thank you.
Thank you, Shawnee, for the question. Excellent, excellent question. Yes, I think I understand what you're saying. Basically, the idea is we want to communicate with God, and sometimes we wonder if he understands or if he hears us. A lot of people say that they pray and they don't know if God really hears them. Well, here's the thing. Most people are very emotional. They're too emotional. They get upset, and then they get lost in their thinking. So they're lost down in emotions and thinking and worrying and fretting and planning and scheming and with all kinds of emotions going on, okay? And so that's kind of like being down in a fog, okay? So in order to communicate better with God, you need to calm down and get out of the emotions. Find a way to get out of the emotions. And I know how to help you do that.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does. Thank you. Bye.
Sure, Brian. Most people are so distracted that they're not 100% there. For example, a person can be so lost in thinking about something that happened that he drives right past the freeway exit he was supposed to take. Not being fully there is not good, especially when you need to be there for your family, for example. My meditation simply helps you snap out of being lost between your ears and helps you get anchored in the present. Then you'll have presence of mind so you can be more effective. To hear my complete answer or to try the meditation for free, visit thefreemeditation.com. That's www.thefreemeditation.com. Thank you. podcast, we're talking about communicating with God, and I said that most people are way too emotional. Do you know anybody that's way too emotional? They get all upset and cry, and you know, my mom was that way. My mom was way too emotional, and it ended up, you know, doing her a lot of harm, especially to her health. She got so upset about everything, okay? And we kids used to say, Mom, you know, we said, Mom, just let's go have lunch and let's go shopping, and you know, and but she got lost in her emotions. She got pulled down. It's like being pulled down in a whirlpool, you know, down into this fog or into this swamp, and she didn't know how to get out. Okay, so most people, even if they don't show it on the surface, you know, on the surface they walk around and say, how you doing, and I'm fine, and but underneath they're very emotional, see. So you know, have you ever tried to communicate with somebody that's really emotional? You know, somebody like that, so like somebody that's really angry. Have you ever tried to reason with somebody that's really angry? It's impossible. They're not amenable to reason. See, they have to calm down before you can talk to them. Even then, they're so excitable and upsettable, and they get angry so easily and upset that it's hard to communicate with those kinds of people. Well, most people are too emotional. Okay, and so I would say that, okay, so we would like to communicate with God better. Well, I would say that to find a way to communicate with Him, to Him without emotions, okay? You know, Paul told us to pray unceasingly. He said, pray unceasingly. How can you do that? How can you do that? Well, it's kind of like having a mindset, okay, or having a state of mind that's a little bit, that's not lost in the emotions, okay? And that's why I made the little meditation to help people. It's kind of like a little mindfulness meditation. It helps people just very quickly, very easily, you can learn it in 6 minutes, to stand back from emotions and be back in the present moment. See, when people get lost in emotions, then they get lost in what? Thinking about the past, worrying about what's going to happen, reliving past scenes, and so on and so forth. See, when people get lost in emotions, they're worrying and planning and scheming, and see, they're way down there. They're not in reality. So if you could stand back, okay, get a little mental distance, take a step back, get the big picture, be back in the present moment, and you can hear the birds singing, and you're in the present, okay? That's the kind of state of mind where you can communicate with God, but you don't even have to use words. You can use words if you like, okay? But you see, it says in the Bible, God knows what we need before we even ask. See, He understands, okay? But don't forget, He's the great King of the universe, okay? So He understands, and He helps, okay? But you have to kind of find a way to approach Him. You know, it's not where he has to try to find a way to approach you, although he is interested in helping us, but we sort of have to find the right protocol. You know, like if you want to go see the governor, for example, or the president, or you wanted to go see the president of a big corporation or something, why, you wouldn't just barge into their office. No, you'd have to, you know, petition and ask and wait upon them, you see. Wait upon them to when they will see you. And then you have to come in kind of humbly when they say you can. You see what I mean? So what is God? What would God like? Well, He would like for us to not resent other people. See, what interferes with being close to God and being in reality where God is, in His beautiful creation, with the birds that He made and the blue sky and the puffy white clouds. What interferes with that? Well, I've already said, being emotional, being lost in worries, being by planning and scheming. And the other thing that interferes is resenting other people. In fact, that's often the beginning of when you were a little child, see, at a certain point you began to become upset and confused and reactive and all of these things. How did it, often it came about when somebody was mean or cruel on the outside, and they made you angry, and then anger made you a little bit confused, and then you became resentful, and resentment cut you off from your own inner ground of good. when you were cut off from your own inner ground of good, well, then you were farther from God. So now you must go the other way. Don't resent other people, okay? Let go of your grudge against them, let go of the resentment, okay? Learn to stand back, take a mental step back from your thoughts and emotions, and then you'll be in God's presence, you'll be close to Him, and God will hear your silent prayer to Him. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. I hope you enjoyed today's program about finding God's will and communicating with God. I liked it. Hope you did too. If you liked the program, give me a call. Let me know. If something on the program moved you, let me know. Or if you have a question or a comment like these folks today did, then just give me a call. The number to call, you'll get my voicemail. Leave a message. I listen to all the voicemails, all the messages, and then some of your calls might even find their way onto the radio. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. And please visit the website. We have so many resources there. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.